The UN chief expressed sadness that his final briefing brings no sense of optimism for the future, and 7 decades on from the first UN General Assembly resolution supporting 2 independent states, Palestine had yet to be born. Instead, Palestinians had lived with nearly 50 years of humiliating occupation.
History has shown that peace and security can be built only on the basis of respect and mutual acceptance. The right of the Jewish people to have a state does not negate the right of the Palestinian people to statehood. 10 years ago, the majority of both peoples believed in the two-state solution. Today, that majority is unraveling.
Leaders on both sides were speaking to their own extremist elements rather than talking to each other, he said. And while Israelis saw no end to terror attacks from Palestinians, Israel's expanding and illegal settlements in the West Bank were damaging any hope of peace.
Bold steps by Israel to empower the Palestinian Authority based on the transition envisioned in previous agreements can bring benefits to the Palestinian people and increase Israeli security. Progress in this area, however, will be difficult unless the Palestinian authorities take brave and concrete steps to address incitement and violence.
The divisions between Palestinian leadership in the West Bank and Gaza and failure to hold elections were also holding back negotiations, said Mr. Ban, along with the anti-Semitic charter of Hamas militants who control Gaza. Addressing council members directly, he remarked that only 2 resolutions had been adopted on the Israel-Palestine peace process during his 10 years in charge, the last being 8 years ago. The process was fast approaching a precipice, he added.
We must not give up on the right of Palestine to exist, just as we must protect the right of Israel to exist in peace and security with its neighbors. I urge you to explore the vast potential of incentives and begin immediately to develop, in consultation with the parties, an agreed framework for advancing a final resolution to this conflict on the basis of direct negotiations.
Council members are discussing several possible draft resolutions, but Mr. Ban said that only Israeli and Palestinian leaders themselves could take the necessary courageous and concrete action to secure peace. Matthew Wells, United Nations.